This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. I know that many of you are snowed in around the country, and I've been just taking a look at this is not just kind of a pretty epic snowstorm that's blanketed the country, but also some of the temperatures. Many cities in the north are here in the Midwest, areas like Chicago, areas up Minneapolis, going up even to the northeast. A lot of areas, in addition to this snow, are also hit with single digits, in some cases wind chills below zero. So quite an epic weekend here. Even chilly here in Florida, I asked my, should I say it? Alexa, how cold will it get tonight? Let's see what she says. All right, she's not cooperating. I asked her earlier, and she said it's going to be 37 degrees tonight here in Florida. So that's pretty cold for us here in Florida. I'm in the northern part of Florida, about 2 hours north driving, and I'm in Georgia, so I'm not Miami. People kind of lump all of Florida into like Miami. Everybody I tell I live in Florida, they're like, oh, Miami must be nice. Well, it's not all Miami. I am near St. Augustine, Florida, near Jacksonville, Florida, and it actually does get about 10 degrees cooler here than it does, let's say, an hour, hour and a half drive south. So we're sort of on that climatological line. So we get a little bit of colder weather here, but it's going to be 37 tonight here in Florida. So I will be bundled up tonight. My wife and I last week even broke out the heated blanket. I say this to sort of antagonize my friends around the country that are in the below zero weather. I went to martial arts on Thursday morning and I took a picture on my dashboard of my Jeep. And it was, I think it was like 37 or 38 degrees, which was, kind of impressive, Florida, 38 degrees. So I took a picture in my driveway of the dashboard while I was getting my Jeep started. And then by the time I got to the martial arts school, about 25 minutes later, it was already like almost 50 degrees. And then when I got out, it was like 62 degrees. So it was sort of a little bit of a scam. It's cold for just a little while, but not terribly cold. Tonight, a great show lined up for you. This is not a weather broadcast. We talk about money, politics, prophecy, survival, conspiracies, UFOs, and everything in between that is in the news. Tonight, in hour number two, we have a special guest with us tonight. This is going to be a different kind of an interview. Mark Elfstrand is here in hour number two. And Mark has been a friend of mine, I think 20, 25 years. I've been appearing as a guest on his various radio shows that he has hosted all around the country. Tonight, we turn the tables, and he's going to be my guest for the entire hour, hour number two. We'll talk about Christian radio. We'll talk about radio in general, all the things happening in radio. Michael Savage lost a bunch of radio stations. He's now, 1 hour on radio and 1 hour on a podcast. Laura Ingraham, she's no longer on radio, but she has a podcast. So a lot of things are happening in the world of radio, also in Christian radio. And also, Mark is just one of those guys, a really wise man who's lived a life with lots of challenges. And he'll be with us tonight to share with you what's on his heart, and really a man of God that I'm convinced is going to have some great nuggets for us tonight in hour number two. Next week, the big guests keep coming because Cheryl Atkinson is here. She has a new book out about fake news. She also is suing the United States government over them spying on her. And her trial and all this is coming up like at the end of this month. So she'll be with us right before that trial, and we'll be able to talk with her. Of course, many of you know Cheryl Atkinson from her appearances frequently on Fox News. She was with CBS News as a reporter before that. And all of this happened to her when she started investigating and breaking news on the Fast and Furious scandal when Obama was president. And it's her allegation in her lawsuit that they began to spy on her, tap her computers and everything else, to find out what information that she had as she was blowing the lid off the Fast and Furious story. So we'll get into all of that next week with Cheryl Atkinson. Hey, if you want to help us out, a couple of things you can do, and they won't really cost you anything. Number one is if you've bought one of my books over the years, and most of you have bought several of my books, you can find me over at Amazon.com, James L. Paris is my author name, James L. Paris. Go in there and write a review for me if you like my books. It is a weird thing because I have haters out there, and I was just reading reviews before I went on the show tonight. And one of my books that has just gone to bestseller status as of about 2 months ago, it's called Credit Scoring Secrets. And these haters, these are people from back in the day when I exposed that big Ponzi scheme, Profitable Sunrise. There are other people that don't like me for other reasons. But in any case, noticed a couple of people recently just went in and slammed my book. One star, terrible book, don't buy it, don't waste your money, this kind of thing. And I know that's not legitimate because this is a book that has almost 100 reviews, like a 4.2 star rating out of 5. And these are just haters. So if you like what I'm doing and you've bought some of my books, help me out by writing a review. The second thing is we have this really cool arrangement with some of these survival gear providers where they are giving away survival gear. These are promotions, samples, all that sort of thing. But we get paid when you go in there and grab a survival gear freebie. It's a cool thing. So it's free for you. You just pay your own shipping. And you could pick up, some of these are really cool items like multi-tools, like a credit card size knife that you can keep in your wallet. There's some free DVDs, all kinds of cool stuff. I've gotten most of it myself over the years. And you may not like all of the items, but there's like 18 different items you can get for free. You just pay your own shipping. And they actually give us a little bit of money every time they get someone that, you know, logs in and takes a freebie. So it's a win-win for everybody. The website is freesurvivalgifts.com. Just go there, freesurvivalgifts.com. Grab yourself one or more free survival items, and that helps us, and you get some free survival gear, which is cool. freesurvivalgifts.com. It's got an S at the end of it, so make sure you have gifts, not gift. freesurvivalgifts.com. All right, so let's get into all the news. There is a lot to talk about. I'm going to try to squeeze it all in this hour. Here's a little bit of a preview before the break, okay? Tonight, we're going to talk about Nancy Pelosi. She said no to Trump's offer even before he delivered his speech. It's my understanding that even before he delivered the speech, the answer was no. Also, Alex Jones, who is also on this radio network, who I've never met, I don't know him, I listened to his show quite a bit, he had some bombshell revelations that he revealed on his radio show towards the end of this week. We're going to get into that. It's all connected to the Mueller investigation, and it's stuff that you would not hear anywhere else, but unless you listen to Alex Jones or you listen to me, because I'm going to get into some of that tonight as well. We're also going to talk about the fake news explosion, this BuzzFeed story that turned out to be untrue, but everybody ran with it. We'll get into that. And also, all of the seismic activity happening around the world. Is there a major earthquake, earthquake coming? All of that tonight and more. We'll be back.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, a couple of program notes here before we get into the news tonight. I got an email this afternoon from Doug Papa. If you remember Doug Papa, the writer for the Baltimore Post-Examiner, former criminal investigator, he is knee-deep in this whole Las Vegas shooting investigation. He told me that there's going to be a major, huge bombshell story coming from him in the next couple of days, exposing a lot of stuff that people don't want out there, and it's involving the Las Vegas Police Department as well. And it sounds pretty amazing if it lives up to the billing. So go follow Doug Papa, his blog over at Baltimore Post Examiner. Baltimore Post Examiner, you can subscribe there, you know, by way of RSS feed and get notifications when he does post that new article. Also, we will be here for you on Super Bowl Sunday. So don't worry if you're someone that is boycotting the NFL like me. You will have something to do. Listen to Jim Paris live. We will be here, and I'm really excited about that show because we're going to be interviewing an individual. Her name is Lisa Pesce, and she has a book out on the RFK, the Robert Kennedy assassination. And I've really been looking forward to this interview. We don't give it as much attention as JFK, but it was certainly just as tragic and certainly part of that trilogy of the three tragedies, right, that all happened in the 1960s that we all remember, JFK, MLK, RFK. So those are, I think, all three equally important stories in history, and I want to spend more time. We did a show recently on the MLK assassination. We're going to do another one. I believe we have one in the works, but we're going to also look into the RFK assassination. And did Sirhan Sirhan act alone, or was it a conspiracy? A lot of questions still unanswered about the RFK assassination. Okay, so if you haven't been following the news, here's what happened. Trump did a big speech yesterday, and the gist of it was he's willing to trade the DACA protection, that's the Dreamers, to protect the Dreamers for, I believe it's a three-year deal that would protect the Dreamers for 3 years in exchange for wall funding. And not only has he extended the protection for DACA, he's also made it clear that he only wants the wall in strategic areas. So he's not asking for support for a wall from like coast to coast. He's looking to put a wall in strategic areas, because there are certainly areas where you don't need a wall, where you've got natural barriers like mountains and rivers, things like that, where you don't need a wall. You also have areas that already have a wall. So he's lowering his ask down and trying to sort of put a deal together. And he's trying to really meet the Democrats more than halfway. And literally, no kidding, the news yesterday, it was reported that even before his speech, Pelosi said no. Even before the speech, apparently the word leaked out what he was going to say. And the answer was no. And I'm starting to wonder if the media is going to begin to turn against Nancy Pelosi. And is it possible that her following, you know, the Democrats in the House, that especially the moderates, might start defecting from this sort of hardline leftist position that we're not going to even give $1 to the wall? It'll be interesting to see what happens this week. I think the media is under a new burden to try to be fair after what happened with this BuzzFeed story that they all ran with. It was this, I mean, all of them, especially CNN, of course, but the story was reported, if you missed it, that apparently this was the story by BuzzFeed that the president told Michael Cohen, his lawyer, to lie in his congressional testimony as it pertained to a Trump Tower in Russia, that the president was suborning perjury, as it is known. And that is a felony, and therefore Trump should be impeached, on and on and on. And many of the media reports, like at CNN, they kept saying, if true, if true, if true. But nonetheless, they ran with this story the entire day until around, I think it was about 8 p.m. Eastern. It came out that the special counsel spokesperson, which has not made any comment about the facts of the case until this particular moment, They came out, it was about 8 p.m., and said, it's not true what BuzzFeed is reporting. And so Anderson Cooper, who was all lined up to bring on the BuzzFeed reporters and continue to push this story, this narrative, they didn't appear. It was like a last minute, 1 minute notice cancellation. They didn't come on. And then we saw the media eating crow. And they have literally now branded themselves as fake news. As much as they have this righteous indignation about Trump making reference to fake news, they have literally now owned it. They have branded themselves as fake news, as they all ran with this story without having any source of it other than one news outlet that did not disclose its sources or provide any evidence or documentation to back up its claim that the president suborned perjury by telling his attorney to lie to Congress. So that was another big story. So we've now got the media, maybe they're going to try to be fair. now that they've stepped in it, maybe this week they're going to try to be a little bit more fair and balanced and maybe go after Nancy Pelosi a little bit here, because it looks like there is no negotiation here. It is either Nancy Pelosi wants Trump to sign the current legislation, which provides just a pittance of money for the wall, or nothing. And we are now, believe it or not, day 30 of the government shutdown, which makes it the longest government shutdown by, I believe, 8 days now. So we're now into new uncharted territory. And I think I heard them saying today that on Tuesday, there would be another government check missed. And here's where the real big drama is sort of heating up right now, which is the State of the Union address is supposed to be delivered a week from Tuesday. That's January the 29th. And as it stands right now, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, has disinvited the President of the United States to deliver the State of the Union. Wow. We don't know what's going to happen. Some speculate that Trump will sign an emergency order to get the money for the wall and then go along and sign this spending bill and sort of end the whole thing anticlimactically, or it just continues on. And we're just in uncharted territory. No one knows what's going to happen. All right, after this break, earthquakes around the world and a pastor who had his church buy a $1.8 million home. That and more. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is expected to bring a bill to the floor this week to reopen the government. Vice President Mike Pence was asked,
do you have the 7 Senate Democrats that you're going to need to break the filibuster?
Well,
yes or no?
As the president often says, we'll see.
He was speaking on Fox News Sunday.
It was disappointing to see Speaker Pelosi reject the offer before the president gave his speech. I mean, look, the president is offering a solution, and what we have from Democratic leadership so far is just sound bites.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says, What the president is doing is akin to hostage taking.
800,000 federal workers have been held hostage. They're being used as pawns. If I don't get my way, I'm not going to pay these folks. That's a very bad, cruel thing to do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, I want to make sure I say this right. It is called the Super Blood Wolf Moon Eclipse. Let me say that again. The Super Blood Wolf Moon Eclipse. The only thing they could do there to make that sound better would be to add duper. Like the Super Duper Blood Wolf Moon Eclipse. What in the world are we talking about? This is going to happen tonight. I guess in about 2 hours from now, maybe a little bit past that, maybe 2 hours and 10 minutes from now, for those that are listening live, if you go outside, and there's a lot on the internet about this, I've got a telescope. I'll tell you that, but that's about the limit of my expertise on this kind of thing. So supposedly what's going to happen is there's a super moon, which means that the moon is really close to the Earth compared to its normal position. It's going to look really large. So that's the super moon. It's called a wolf moon because of the time of the year that it is. Don't ask me why. Maybe there's going to be werewolves because of this event. That could be also why. But then what we have is a lunar eclipse. So what this means is you will see the shadow of the Earth going across the moon, if I understand that correctly. And this will take, like, I guess, a couple of hours. But they're really drumming this into a really big deal online. Now, what's interesting is a lot of times when these things happen, Christians have sort of a narrative to go along with this. Like, there was the book out a couple of years ago. I think we had the author on. Like, there was going to be four blood moons, and this was going to mean something as far as the return of Christ. And they were making reference to a verse in the book of Joel about the moon becoming red. By the way, so the moon will be red also. So that's part of this too, that it's going to be a blood that's what blood is, the red, which is sort of an effect that happens from the atmosphere. But in any case, it's supposed to be a pretty cool thing to see. And I might just step out in the freezing, chilly weather and take a look at this. And I might get my telescope out. I've got a nice telescope on my back deck that I pull out maybe once every 5 years and dust it off and take a look at what's going on. But this might be one to take some pictures of if you've got a camera. Anytime I've ever tried to take pictures of the moon, I just get like this white, it looks like a flash bulb went off in my lens. So I've got a really expensive camera, two of them actually. I don't know how to use them. So there's probably some setting. There's probably a super blood wolf moon eclipse setting somewhere in all those hundreds of settings that I could set on that camera. I could click it over to that and it would take a good picture, but I'm probably not going to be able to figure that out. So watch for that tonight coming up in a little over 2 hours, which means you might miss the last 20 minutes of the show. So bring your computer or radio outside and don't miss the last part of our second hour. All right, earthquakes. I find this fascinating. I'm not hearing anybody talk about this, but I do not remember in years reading about this frequent of seismic activity. And of course, we had last year the volcanic eruption in Hawaii, but just go back like the last 6 or 8 weeks. Just go into Google and put in earthquake or volcano. So here's what we have today. There's a small island off the coast of Australia, which is pronounced Vanuatu. Vanuatu. It is near, it's sort of between the coast of Australia and the island of Fiji. All right. They had to evacuate the island today because of a volcanic eruption. Now you might say, well, you know, so what? That kind of stuff happens, and you know that's a small island, a long distance from where I am. But think about this. In Alaska, of course, they had that epic earthquake several weeks ago, but they're now having such frequent aftershocks. Now these are smaller tremors, like you know, like a 2 point whatever on the Richter scale. So they're not big, but they're still, you could still feel it. And apparently, there's a lot of people having psychological issues with this. You know, it's happening so frequently. They're having these small repetitive aftershocks going on in Alaska. But then when you look at what's going on in California, California is getting very active, especially Northern California, very active seismically. And then we have areas where you don't really hear of this happening. So we had the first week of December. There was a small earthquake, but it was felt in the Atlanta, Georgia area, recently in Tennessee, recently in Oklahoma, and then off the coast of Ocean City, Maryland, an earthquake that was felt in Maryland that didn't cause a tidal wave, but it was felt there as well. I don't know. I'm getting this feeling that maybe something big is coming. Maybe there is some... I mean, these things, I know they sort of are random. I mean, you don't expect an earthquake and then boom, you have an earthquake. It's, you know, here in Florida, our big risk is a hurricane. And we get to know like 5, 6, 7 days out that there's a hurricane coming. And we get to evacuate or board up our houses, buy food, all that stuff. You don't get that kind of warning with an earthquake. However, I think it's fair to say, and I'm not a scientist on this, but with all of this, it seems like there's something building up here, especially when you see these earthquakes in areas we don't normally see them, like in the Midwest, which I know I've got friends in the Midwest and they say, yeah, you know, Oklahoma, you don't really think of it, but we do have earthquakes here. But it just seems like there's just a lot of this happening. Just throw that out to you tonight to think about. Now we move into the area where I'm going to get in trouble. And this is where you got a radio show, right? You speak your mind. Not everybody likes you, which is why some people go over to Amazon and just destroy my book reviews because they don't like it when I say something they don't agree with. But I got to speak out on this because this has gotten to be just nuts. All right, I'm a Christian. Our website is christianmoney.com. So who better to weigh in and talk about this topic of Christian Money, which is a church in South Carolina. The pastor, his name is John Gray. Now, interestingly enough, one of my good friends who I totally trust his judgment, a great Christian guy, told me that he has gone to hear John Gray speak. I've never heard him speak. Until recently, I didn't know who he was. I'll be honest with you. A good friend of mine has gone to hear John Gray speak and said, this guy's tremendous. He's inspirational. He's biblically sound, all of that. Well, the controversy started, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. He gave his wife a $200,000 Lamborghini as an anniversary present. Now, what really made that sort of explode in a bad way is that it was picked up on social media and it went viral. And when you start seeing the words pastor and $200,000 Lamborghini all in the same sentence, it sort of doesn't sound good. And he defended that. His view was, look, this is my wife. I love her. It was our anniversary. You gotta say, man, you know what? I gotta respect the guy that loves his wife so much to buy her a $200,000 Lamborghini. However, when you're in full-time ministry working in the nonprofit world, it raises a lot of questions. You know, it really does. And maybe the money came from outside of his church money, and maybe that makes it okay. But a lot of people had a problem with it. And now, the next chapter, everybody's looking into his finances and they just discovered another bombshell about this guy and his finances. And this you won't believe. We'll have this story for you when we come back.
Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
And I'm going to continue on here talking about Pastor John Gray. And then we're going to transition here into discussing what's going on with Alex Jones. And you're not really hearing anything about this Alex Jones story, which we're going to get into. It's on his website over at Infowars.com about, it says here that Alex Jones, Roger Stone are being targeted for arrest. This is the headline here. I want to get into this here in just a moment, but let's finish up here with Pastor John Gray. So I'm going to read this to you. GreenvilleOnline.com is the website, Greenville News, and here we go. Last month, Pastor John Gray drew national attention when he presented his wife, Aventer, with a Lamborghini that starts at $200,000 as an anniversary present. The relentless church pastor deflected criticism in part by emphasizing that the car was not paid for with any church money. At the time, Gray was living in a $1.8 million home that was bought by the church in October. Church leaders said the relentless owned home was needed to attract a leader of Gray's caliber. The house is, it says here, 7,247 square feet, so over 7,000 square feet, and I guess is in one of the very exclusive communities there in the Greenville, South Carolina area. And I don't know, it's raising more questions here, especially when the church says that they're defending this because in order to attract a leader of his caliber, they needed to buy this $1.8 million house for him. Now, if you've never been to South Carolina is, it's not a pricey area, okay? So you might be thinking, like, $1.8 million in Southern California might buy you just like a normal family house. I think, in fact, the Brady Bunch house sold for that. If I'm remembering correctly, it was almost exactly that amount. It was like right under $2 million was the Brady Bunch house in Southern California recently sold. Now, this is not that kind of a real estate market. $1.8 million buys you a ton of house in South Carolina. It's pretty affordable area, kind of like where I live here in Flagler Beach, Florida. It's an area where your money really goes far. And, you know, sometimes when I talk about this kind of things, I'll get like an email, like, I'm judging this man. I'm not judging his soul as to whether he's going to heaven or hell. I'm not doing that at all. I'm just kind of raising the question, Is this appropriate within the world of a nonprofit? You know, when you're a nonprofit, you're basically enjoying special treatment under the tax code. And as a church, as a nonprofit, should you be living like this? You know, Lamborghinis, $1.8 million house, not bought with his own money, but the house, according to this story here, if it's true, the house paid for by the church, $1.8 million house. I've always felt like this. My view has been, if you're the pastor of a church, you probably should live a lifestyle along the lines of the people that you serve. You know, so if you live in, I don't know, an upscale area like, you know, maybe Southern California or even in some parts of Northern California, you might need an $800,000 house because that's how much houses are. And if that's sort of what everybody in your congregation is doing, is living in $500,000 houses because that's the cost of housing, then I think that's appropriate based on the circumstances. But when you think about like the area where this is, Greenville, I mean, I don't know what the average house goes for in Greenville. I'm going to type it in here really quick and see if my internet unfreezes so that I can throw it in here. But I'm just guessing that probably an average house in Greenville is maybe going to be, I don't know, 150 or 200, and I'm not going to be able to do it here. Oh, there we go. Don't you love that? I click open a new tab, and it doesn't open, and then finally six tabs open up. I've got two computers sitting here, two hard drives sharing one monitor, which is kind of cool. You can do that now. I've got an old computer with a lot of stuff on it that I don't want to get rid of, and that's the computer that I'm currently using. So I'm just going to type in here Greenville, South Carolina, and I want to see what the average house is. I just throw this out to you. Agree or disagree, those of you that follow me on social media, over on Facebook, over on Twitter, I'm curious what your opinion is. Do you think it's okay for a pastor to have a church paid for home that is $1.8 million, you know, especially in that kind of a market? Average home price here, Greenville, South Carolina. You see, this is what show prep is for. I should have done this earlier today when I was up at Starbucks preparing for the show, but it just struck me as, well, let's see what this, you know, let's see what the average person. Okay, so I was close here. It says the average home price, according to Zillow, is $184,000. So interesting how that works out, that a $1.8 million home, the home of Pastor John Gray, paid for by the church, that is 10 times the cost of the average home. I don't know about you. I don't think I'd be a cheerful giver. Let me just put it in those terms. I don't think I'd be one of the, I'd have a big smile on my face putting money into the offering plate or using the as like we have at our church, the giving station. I love that. It's like an ATM where you slide your debit card in and you give your money. It's easier for me to do that, I'll be honest with you, than doing the offering thing, the physical cash thing, or remembering to bring a checkbook, which we don't use checks anymore. But think about that for a minute. If your pastor had a home that was 10 times more than the average home in the area, paid for by your church, would you feel good about that? I would not feel good. I don't think this is, you know, the bigger question here is, what does this do for the cause of Christ? You know, does this sort of fulfill that stereotype of the prosperity gospel and makes you think, well, this guy that is only in this for the money and he's not really sincere, and look at, you know, how can he relate with me and my problems when he's in a $1.8 million house driving Lamborghinis? I think that's all relevant. I think that's how, I mean, that's how I would think. You know, when my pastor speaks and he lives in just a normal house like I do, and it's not just this guy. You know, there's a lot of these big name Christian leaders of these different organizations make big money, $500,000, million-dollar salaries or more, running, quote-unquote, nonprofits. I'd even kicked around the idea of writing a book called Nonprofit Millionaires and just sort of listing out all these people that are running nonprofits, both Christian and secular, but all nonprofit nonetheless, that are, you know, making the seven figures. All right, let's talk about Alex Jones, who is on this network. I listen to his show quite a bit. I find him very entertaining, very interesting. Things that you'll hear on his show you won't hear anywhere else. I'll tell you that. And no one's talking about this except him. And I'm fascinated by what he came out with on his show here at the end of the week. If you go to InfoWars, there's a story there. It says, breaking, Mueller preparing indictments of leading journalist ahead of Trump overthrow. And it says that they are targeting Alex Jones and Roger Stone for arrest in the Russian collusion witch hunt. And there's a video here you can watch of him, all that he had to say about this. And apparently our good friend Jerry Corsi, who's been a regular, and Roger Stone's been a regular here as well. I like them both. They're both great guests. Apparently there's been like a falling out between Jerry Corsi and Alex Jones and Jerry Corsi and Roger Stone. And I don't know the whole backstory in that, but Alex Jones does get into that in this video you can watch over at InfoWars.com. Of course, we already know from news reports that Jerry Corsi is already dragged into the grand jury. We tried to get him on because he has a new book out sort of giving his side of the story of all this, of what the Mueller allegations are against him. And his media people said he can't come on because it's too late. Although he's come on with us many, many, many times at 10 o'clock Eastern. Maybe he's going through some things right now with all this and he can't be on the show right now because of the late time that we start our second hour. But in any case, check out InfoWars.com. Something very interesting is going on. We'll have more in hour number two, and our guest will be back.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.